As opposed to Sukkos, where the last day is considered for many things a regel b'fnei atzmo, it's considered its own yontiv, Shmini Atzeres. For Pesach, the last day of Pesach is an integral part of Chag HaPesach. And therefore we don't make a Shechianu, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, when we do make a Shechianu, because Pesach has Mikra Kodesh in the beginning, on day one, and Mikra Kodesh on day seven at the end. However, when it comes to themes, we know that the first day of Pesach, we speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the actual exodus from Egypt. And the seventh day, Shvi Shel Pesach, we commemorate Kriyas Yamsuf, that it's the day that Hashem split the sea when the Jews were fleeing from the Mitzrim, and all of the Mitzrim were killed, and Klal Yisrael sang Oz Yashir. And yet, it's interesting to note that when we look in the Torah does not seem to connect Kriyas Yamsuf with Shvi Shel Pesach. So for instance, when the Torah commands us to keep the seventh day as Mikra Kodesh, it doesn't say, because today is the day that I split the sea. And so too, when it's telling us about splitting the sea in Bishalach, the Torah doesn't mention there, and it was, behold, on the seventh day after they had left Egypt. The connection between Shvi Shel Pesach and Kriyas Yamsuf is absent from the Torah itself. And in fact, it's even more perplexing. The tzivoy, the Torah's original tzivoy to keep the first day and the seventh day as Mikra Kodesh, is given in Parshas Bo. There the Torah says, "Uvayom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kol Melachas Avodot Lo Sasu." And yet at that point, we hadn't even yet had Kriyas Yamsuf. So the seventh day, Shvi Shel Pesach, which we think is a commemoration of Kriyas Yamsuf, was actually already a chag before Kriyas Yamsuf even took place. And this certainly raises the question of the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Shvi Shel Pesach and Yitzias Mitzrayim in general. And perhaps to frame this discussion, we can ask the following question. Is Kriyas Yamsuf considered part of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Or is Kriyas Yamsuf one of many Nisim that took place for Klal Yisrael after Kriyas Yamsuf, but as part of the process of traveling through the desert on the way to Eretz Yisrael? For instance, there was the Nes of the Mon. There was the Nes of the Be'er. Do we look at Kriyas Yamsuf as one of those desert miracles? Or is Kriyas Yamsuf inherently or integrally related to Yitzias Mitzrayim? And what it seems emerges from the fact that the Torah is quiet on the relationship between Shvi Shel Pesach and Kriyas Yamsuf, even though that is when it happened and that is what we commemorate, perhaps this suggests that the Torah is trying to teach us that Kriyas Yamsuf does not stand on its own as its own independent event. If it did, and the Torah would have a separate day for it, and it would mention the relationship. From the fact that the Torah hides the relationship is perhaps there to stress to us that Shvi Shel Pesach is to be looked at not as an independent entity, independent event that stands on its own, but that it's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, it's part of Pesach. The seventh day is Pesach. It's not a special, separate chag about Kriyas Yamsuf. But it's part of Pesach. And yes, it commemorates Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Pesach. Because Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do we understand this relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Pesach, the beginning of Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim in general? What is this relationship? So the Pashtus is that Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hashlama, it's the completion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Or HaChaim on the Pasuk of Ayosha Hashem Bayamahu Es Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved Klal Yisrael from the hands of the Egyptians, which is said by Kriyas Yamsuf. So he points out that it says, Vayosha Hashem Bayomahu, that it was Dafka then, on Shvi Shel Pesach, Dafka with Kriyas Yamsuf, that there was a true Geula, as the Pasuk says, Miyad Mitzrayim. And the Rabbeinu Bachai notes that the expression of Geula and this idea of Yeshua, Vayosha Hashem, they don't play a role, those expressions, in the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, in the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, until Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Sforno explains that until the slaves saw their masters killed, So they didn't yet have that complete freedom, that complete geula. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was not complete until after the Kriyas Yamsuf, until the Kriyas Yamsuf and the drowning of the Mitzrim. It's important for us to realize that we have this principle in Halacha called Smichas Geula LeTfila, that davening needs to follow. Tfila is the proper response to geula, and that in davening, after Kriyas Shema, we're not mafsik between the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael and the beginning of Shmona Esrei. And what is Ga'al Yisrael about? So both in Shachris and in Mariv, the stress is on Kriyas Yamsuf. In Shachris, we say Shira Chadasha Shibchu Geulim, that a new song was expressed by those who were redeemed by the Geulim. Where? Al Sfas Hayam, when they said Hashem Yimloch Lilam Void. That's a reference to Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir and Kriyas Yamsuf, that is the Geula of Smichas Geula Letzvila. And so too in Mariv. Machus Chara Uvanecha Bokei Yam Ufnei Moshe. They saw your kingship when you split the sea. And what did they say? Zekeli Anu V'yamru. That's Zekeli V'yamru. That's from Oz Yashir. So it's specifically Kriyas Yamsuf that we highlight as the absolute geula of Geulas Mitzrayim. And this is certainly the simple way of understanding the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Kriyas Yamsuf served as the completion of the geula of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It culminated Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, when we commemorate Kriyas Yamsuf on Shvi Shel Pesach, we are still part, this is still part of the commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is another way to look at the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not that Kriyas Yamsuf is the specific hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but instead to have a broader definition of what we mean when we say Yetzias Mitzrayim. To give a drop of background in order to say this, we know that there's a machlokas when it comes to sukkos. The pasuk says, "Laman yedu dorasechem ki besukos oshavti," that we dwelled in sukkos. That's why we dwell in a sukkah. But there's a machlokas, tanoim, about what are the sukkos that we are commemorating. Does it mean the anani hakavod, which is what we assume, or does it mean sukkos mamish, the sukkos that Bnei Yisrael were in? And the pasuk says that when they left Ramses, they went to sukkos. And in those sukkos, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, they dwelled in sukkos. We want to remember, ki besukkos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael, but say some bohtzio some mi Mitzrayim, that we were in sukkos. So again, either the physical structures of the sukkah or the anani hakavod that served as protection for the sukkah. However, the rokeach Rishon from Ashkenaz, one of the Hasidei Ashkenaz. So the Rokeach is Mechadesh, where he quotes, it's not really his opinion, he quotes that there are those that the Sukkos Mamish Shita is not referring to the Sukkos that Bnei Yisrael were in when they left Ramses, but rather it refers to the Sukkos that Bnei Yisrael dwelled in when they were involved in Kibush Haaretz, when they fought after the 40 years in the desert, when they fought against Sichon and Og, and when they were being Kovesh Eretz Yisrael proper, so they dwelled, the army dwelled in Sukkos. They dwelled in huts. The problem with this Shita, as the Rokech notes, is that the Pasuk says, Laman yedu dorosechem ki besukkos oshavti es b'nei Yisrael, b'hotzi osam eretz Mitzrayim. That the mitzvah of Sukkos is to commemorate the Sukkos that we sat in, that we dwelled in, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Rokeach writes, quote, Kol zman shelo kavshu v'chelku kari yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol zman, that we had not yet conquered Eretz Yisrael, while we were in the process of conquering and dividing up Eretz Yisrael, that's still called yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rokeach learns, just actually one more point, and he quotes a raya from this, from the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, where the pasuk there says, regarding Milchemos Sichon Ve'og, it says, Sichon Melech Ha'amori Asher Yoshev B'cheshbon Asher Hikam Moshev V'nei Yisrael but say some in Mitzrayim, when they were leaving Egypt. What do you mean when they were leaving Egypt? It was 40 years later. So the Rokeach learns, he extends the period. The term Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very broad definition. Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't just mean when we left Mitzrayim. It means all the 40 years in the desert, all the time during Kibush Haaretz. That's all part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get the Torah and to go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, this is another way to look at Kriyas Yamsuf as part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either because of the standard interpretation that we quoted from Rabbeinu Bachai and the Sforno and the Orachaim, that Kriyas Yamsuf was the Hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim ended. But when did it end? At Kriyas Yamsuf. Or because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very, very long process. It didn't end with Kriyas Yamsuf. It continued throughout the entire period in the desert. So, whichever interpretation you choose, the Yesod remains the same, that Kriyas Yamsuf does not stand on its own as an independent nes, but rather it's part of the process that we refer to as Yetzias Mitzrayim, either on a very specific level, or as part of this greater and broader definition of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there are a number of halachic nafkaminos, ramifications, by looking at Kriyas Yamsuf as part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we'll mention a couple. The first is in terms of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by telling over Nisei Hayam, things that happened at the Yam? So it's interesting to note that in the Haggadah of Pesach, there is a section from the Mechilta that quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva about how many makos the Mitzrim received al Hayam. Why is that part of the Haggadah? Perhaps because, as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's important to not only mention the actual Yetzia from Mitzrayim, but it's also important to include in there what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. And maybe that's the reason why this Mechilta was included in the Haggadah in order to fully be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would include Kriyas Yamsuf, the fee what we're saying. If we took the interpretation of the Rokeach, that would maybe also give added understanding into the section that comes right after that, the section of Kamamalos Tovo Salenu, or what we call Dayenu. There, we don't only talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf as well, but we talk about entering Eretz Yisrael and getting Shabbos and Matan Torah and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. All of this, what is this all doing as part of Kriyas Yamsuf? As part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ela lufi, the specific version of the Rokeach, that all of that is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it would perhaps make sense that all of this is included as part of the Haggadah. It is interesting to note that the Rambam in his Haggadah, if you take a look, the Rambam's Haggadah is printed at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah and Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not include those two sections. They're not part of the Haggadah, according to the Rambam. The section of the Mechilta about the Machlokas, about how many Makos the Mitzriim had to face at the Yam, and also Dayenu and Kamamalos Tovo Solenu, that's not included in the Rambam's Haggadah. Although there is an Eidus from Rav Avrom ben Arambam that the Rambam did say those at his Haggadah, but it doesn't include it in the text of the Haggadah as it appears in our Mishnah Torah. There's an interesting diyun, I believe Rav Soloveitchik discusses it in Ha'ari Kedem. If you take a look in Mishnah Torah in Perek Zayin of Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so his lashon there is that it's a mitzvah l'saper benisim v'niflo shenasu l'avosenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar. It's a little bit of a diyun here. What does it mean, the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim? Is Yamsuf considered part of Mitzrayim? Because he says there that the mitzvah is to discuss the nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. There are Rishonim that say that when they crossed the sea, they didn't really cross it, they just curved around and came back. So maybe if it's considered part of the region of Mitzrayim, they never actually left. They came back onto that side, so maybe it is part of Mitzrayim. There's also a din about the words Bilel Chamisha Asar. What are those words modifying? Is that the Nisim? You're supposed to tell over the Nisim that took place Bilel Chamisha Asar? If that's true, so Kriyas Yamsuf did not take place on the 15th of Nisan. Or is that describing or modifying the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be misaper bilel chamisha asar. Right? Again, the Rambam writes, to be misaper on the nisim shenasu lavosenu bilel chamisha asar. So is bilel chamisha asar when we're supposed to say it over? Or is bilel chamisha asar when the nisim took place? So if you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, so there it seems pretty clear that the Rambam's intention, at least there, is that that's when we have the mitzvah, that's not when which Nisim, it's not the Nisim of the 15th. Hare, we know anyway that we say over the Nisim all of the Makos, the Dam, Tzvardeya, those didn't all happen on the 15th. So the Pashas and the Rambam is that it's referring to when the chiyuv hamitzvah is. That's Beleil Chamisha Asar Ben Nisan. Although the Pasuk he quotes is Zechores Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzasim Mitzrayim. So you can work on those if you'd like. Take a look at the Rambam, take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam Mishnah Torah. But be that as it may, the broader discussion that we're trying to, without getting into all the details right now, is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to tell over what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf might be dependent on the question that we are addressing. Is Kriyas Yamsuf part of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Lefi the Mahalach that we're suggesting that it is, so then it would be, there would be a kiyum or maybe even a chiyuv to discuss Kriyas Yamsuf when we're discussing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, another ramification is regarding the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that there's a mitzvah of Sipur once a year, and then there's another mitzvah every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Famous distinction between what Rav Chaim quoted in the stencils, the Rav added to it, about what the differences are between the mitzvah of Sipur once a year and the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But be that as it may, the Mishnah in Brachos on Yud Beis and Beis says, Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, and we have that famous brisa that we're familiar with the, from the Haggadah. That we have a chiyuv not only during the day, but also at night, from Ben Zoma. Okay, Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So the Gemara, Yud Gimel and Beis, the next daf, I think it's already the next parak though, says there that Rebbe used to give a shir early in the morning, and he would be, while he was giving over the shir, so he used to pause for a minute to close his eyes and to put his hand over his eyes. I think that's the source that we have for us, putting our hands over our eyes. He would put his hands over his eyes, and he would be makabel upon himself, Omach Shemayim, because he was giving shir. He wasn't saying Kriya Shema yet. He must have started the shir before the Zman of Kriya Shema. And therefore, he stopped in the middle of the shir just to be mekabel olav omach hashemayim. So the Talmidim, who are discussing Rebbe's practice, these are the Talmidim after Rebbe. Rebbe Chia, who was a contemporary of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, but also Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's sons and Bar Kapara. So the different Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael, the early Amoraim, so they're discussing Rebbe's practice. One of them wants to know, but wait a second, how is he mekayim zichiras yetzias Mitzrayim? So it says, in the shir, every day he would make sure he would be Mekai Omach Shemayim, Kriya Shema, by closing his eyes for a minute and be covering his eyes and being Mekai Omach Shemayim. How would he be Mekai the Chiyuv of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So he used to always teach a halacha that had to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's how he would be Mekai Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim each day. Agav is a side point. Why did that take place? Why did he feel like he needed to do that in the morning? Why did the Talmud feel that Rebbe had to do that in the morning? He could have done it later in the day. Ella, from here you see a raya for the Yisod, that, because we know that the Rambam doesn't count Zichir Sitzis Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. And the Hezber is that it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and therefore it's kafuf to the Zmanim of Kriya Shema, and you have a raya from this Gemara. Okay, that's a side point. But Lamaisa, for us, the Mangan Avraham in Or HaChaim Simen Samach Zayin is medayik from this Gemara. He writes that if you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by teaching a halacha that's kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then kol shekein you should be able to be yotzei by saying Oz Yashir in davening. That by saying Oz Yashir, Shiras Hayom, you should be yotzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what do we see? What's the kol shekein? The Magen Avraham seems to be learning that it's pasha, that Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, if you're allowed to just, you don't have to say, I'm remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're able to teach a halacha connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can also just say over the Shira. And that will also be a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. From this Mogen Avram, it sounds pretty clear that Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's how you can actually fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying Az Yashir. Chassam Sofer argues there in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiviger, I think, is on Shulchan Aruch. He's quoting from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, it's in his Tshuvas, where he quotes the pasuk that we mentioned before. The Mantiskor is Yom Tzeis Chomeretz Mitzrayim. The Yom, that it's got to be, it's not, Kriyas Yamsuf doesn't work. But Lamaisa, we see within the sheet of the Magen Avram, again, that because Kriyas Yamsuf is part of the mitzvah of, is part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore you can be Mekayim, the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, two more quick nafkamina. One of them is Chiyuv Noshim by Dalet Kosos. Why are Noshim Chayiv and Dalet Kosos? Oh, it's mitzvah Shazman Groma. So the Gemara says, because Afen Hayubosu Anes. They were also part of the Nes. Which Nes? So the Maram Chalava, in his commentary on Psachim, one of the Rishonim, so he writes two explanations. First of all, they were also Negal when they left Mitzrayim. That's one. He also says they were also Nitzlu Alayam. Now, according to the second answer, what do you mean they were also Mitzvayim? We want to be Mechayev Noshim and Dawud Kosos, Zecheli Tzias Mitzrayim on Leil Seder. What does that have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? Eli, you see that the Maharam Chalav, at least in his second answer, is learning that Kriyas Yamsuf was part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, since they were saved, the women were also saved, that Alayam, so that also is Mechayev them then in Dawud Kosos on Seder night. The last Nafka Mina is a Shita quoted in the Rambam, in Hechos Tfila Perek Vav, where the Rambam writes that there were places that were noheg to say Shira Sayom, not at the end of Pesukah Zimmer like we do, but to say it actually after Yishtavach, closer to Kriya Shema. And we need a little bit of an explanation of what their minhag was. The truth is that on a certain level, it's pashut that way. When you say Baruch She'amar, and you're making the bracha of Baruch She'amar, so you say, you're going to say over Shirei David Avdecha. And now, it could be that that's one component that we're saying. One component of Pesukah Zimra, Shirei David Avdecha. But you certainly could read Baruch Shamar saying that what is Pesukah Zimra? Shirei David Avdecha. And yet, we have in Pesukah Zimra, Oz Yashir, which is the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the Shir of David. So, what? Pashtus is that Pesukah Zimra really ends with Kol Neshama Tal Elka. That's why we say it twice. And we're that's the end of Sefer Tehillim, and we're concluding Pesukah Zimra there. So what's the discussion here? Should it be after Yishtabach, before Yishtabach? So the Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes that there is a certain logic to the Shita that's quoted in the Rambam, because if you learn that Shiras Hayom is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then just like Kriyas Shema and the Brachos of Kriyas Shema is the location for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, we say it in the third paragraph of Kriyas Shema, and we make reference to it in the Brachos of Kriyas Shema, so it makes sense on a certain level to put Shiras Hayom by Kriyas Shema. So that would explain this Shita quoted in the Rambam, that the practice was to say Shiras Hayom by Kriyas Shema. Be that as it may, the Yesod, we've seen four Nafkamina for this Yesod, that Kriyas Yamsuf is considered part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We saw two different ways to explain why it's part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Either it's the Hashlam of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or because Yitzias Mitzrayim is a much broader process than we originally assumed. And we should all be Zoche on the night of Shvi Shel Pesach, to remember the Kriyas Yamsuf, the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo that from the Nisim Gluyim, a person comes to recognize the Nisim Nistarim that are with a person every day. So he certainly is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim, but in addition, for sure, he is including within that Kriyas Yamsuf. So we should experience just like we say at the night of Seder, Ki'ilu Hu Yatsim Mitzrayim, so we should try to relate to that as well with Kriyas Yamsuf, and through that, be connected to the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim in general.